We'll answer like we said before, no, it could be that we're talking about now, even when you get Torahs, that the problem only was Kibbeh Rishasai, that the Kibbeh of Kiva holds, you cannot give two punishments. As even according to the Kibbeh, Allah, Shemitah, Lazarus, Mrs. Bezdin will not bother me. In other words, if you do not receive Misa, maybe you would receive Malchus. But the Kibbeh is only arguing, when you really receive Mrs. Bezdin, we cannot give you Malchus, Kibbeh Rishasai, we can't give you two punishments. The question was, when you receive Chorus also, you're receiving a punishment, how come we could give you Malchus? Yes, like I said before, Shemasa Tshuva Bezdin Shemara Meslehem, that a Chai the Chorus is never for sure, maybe the person will do Tshuva Shlema, but he says that Bezdin Shemara knows if the person does Tshuva Shlema or not, and they'll accept it, it's possible he's freed from Chorus. So therefore we could give him Malchus. What did he ask before, though? My remark, what did he ask before? When the other tshuva, that maybe did not do tshuva right now. So my answer is right now, let's seek a nursing of chorus. Still, it's not called for sure that he has the chiyuv chorus upon him. But she says, hayuvu toli b'tshuva, since it's still hanging to see whether they do tshuva or not. So close amount the person is not killed, it's not for sure yet that he will have the chiyuv chorus. That also is not called Kibbeh Rishasai. Kibbeh Rishasai means Bezdin cannot give, or not even Bezdin, according to Stratnam, even Chorus. If it would have been for sure, you cannot receive two punishments for sure. But Chorus is not called you receiving a punishment for sure. It's not for sure you have a key of Chorus upon you. Maybe you'll do Tshuva, then the Chorus will go off you. So therefore right now, all we're giving you is one punishment, Malchus. That's not a problem from Kibbeh Rishasai. That's chapter for that Mishnah, for the Kibbeh Shittah, that by Chai decreases, you do receive Malchus. There's no problem, Kibbeh Rishasai, because it's not called for sure that you have the key of Chorus upon you. Maybe that you do Tshuva. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, now like that, Rabbi Yitzchak says that even Chai decreases is proper for Malchus. Why? He says, Chai decreases, the Chlal Hayu. In the Parsha of Arayus, after Torah said all the Arayus, it says one time the Nichrasu, he gets Chorus for all these Arayus. So the question is, the Lomay Yotzes Chorus B'Achosei, how come the Torah says separately, if you live with your sister, again you receive Chorus? So Rabbi Yitzchak Dashens, L'Donai B'Chorus, V'Lay B'Malchus. It's special, because there's a custom here, that Chai the Christus do not receive Malchus. It says separately, B'Achosei, that Chorus, when you have Chorus, there's only Chorus, and nothing else. There's never Malchus. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, not like our Mishnah. Now the most question for Rabbanan is so, Chorus B'Achosei normally, what did Rabbanan do with this extra pasuk that it says if you live with your sister extra, it says you receive Chorus a second time, why? So when it says pasuk, l'chalik, we need it l'chalik, that if you live with two different erevs, you chayiv twice, what's the going to? You chayiv two chatos, if you do it to shegig, you chayiv twice, but she says l'chalik, if you share kolal, kolal rois b'chorus achas. Like this is only one chai because four of them. Hayinu Aymer, Mosim Kulim, Dama Mechad, Eina Chai Velachas. I would have thought if you over all the 18 Arayas, well, how many of them? You over all of them, the Dama Mechad, one forgetting, maybe you only chai of one chatas. How do I know if each chet you chai of a separate chatas? The chach yotza kosta chos on a chalik. The dog will show you the chlau, yotza mechlau, limit al atzman, al chai velo, al atzman. Your teacher, but just like here, you chai of, every other Erev also, for each one separately, you chayiv a separate chatos. Chatos. That's what we do with the extra word of chorus by Achosei. This is a Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Shemosem Kulam Belamechet, if you live with all different arrays, with one forgetting, chayiv a kolachas viachas, you should know for every one, you chayiv a separate chatos, a separate korban. Why? From this pasuk of Achosei. For Rabbi Yitzchak Fetz Gemara of Saul, Lechalik Minole, he uses the word Lechalik Lebrachosai to teach us that there's no Malchus. So how does he know this klal that the old array is for each one is a separate korban, Minole? So where it says Nafti, learn that from another pasuk. It says also, V'yel Isha Benidas Tumosai. It's an extra word Isha. The word Isha is extra. Rashi said, V'yel Isha Tumosai Lenichtav Ulenida Le Sikra. The Chesh should have said, do not go near Anida. Why don't say the extra word, either al isha, the nidas to mosai, so the word isha is extra, l'chayiv al kol isha v'isha. V'tishvah, that every isha, if she's a separate erva to you, each one of them is a separate chet, and you chayav a korban each one separately. That's the drasha l'chali. For the Gemara says that's a good drasha. For Rabbanan nami, teipik lo mihai. If so, you according to Rabbanan sheet also. Why do I need achosai? So the Korah is there to teach the chalik, learn out from the extra word isha. So the Gemara says, true, you're right. Ein lochinami, cycle true. We learn out the yisod of l'chalik, that for every isha, every separate isha, there's a separate chai de krisos, it's that separate chai korban from the word isha. If so, the elo, chorus the achosai normally, so Chur of Yitzchak is right. It says, next time, chorus the achosai, why don't we also dash on the Yitzchak? It's to teach us that there's only chorus and no malchus. How come we all that have a kiva that there is malchus? Because what do we do with this Russia of achosai? So Mor says, lechaive al achosai, the alachos oviv, the alachos iman. Come to teach us that the husband is three different ladies. One's your sister, one's your father's sister, and one's your mother's sister. So if you chayiv three different chatois. So I need a special pasuk. So I'm going to her. What do I need a special pasuk for? Harei gufa mechlokim. There are three different ladies here. Harei shemus mechlokim. And there are three different names. Each one's a different chayiv decreases. So pshita the shogi the chayiv separate chatois. What do we need a special pasuk for? So we say, no, a chiddush is like this, Elo lechayvoi ala choysoi. The cases where one lady could be all three. The case where this one lady is a choysoi, she's your sister. She a choysoi, she's also your father's sister. She a choysoi, she's also your mother's sister. In such a case, if you live with her, even though it's one group, but since there are three different shemos after the chiddush, you chayiv three different chatoyot if you do it to shogeg. Basically, mishkachot akum, would you find such a case like this? The rishoye bar rishoye, that the parents did have to live with one another to get such a mixture like this. So Rashi says, the rishoye bar rishoye, habo alimai, if the son lives with his mother, for him which stay bonus, the mother has now two daughters, which is his sisters, for chosro bo rachas mehem. Now this son, which is also the father of him, which is also a sister of him, lives with one of them. Voyner ben, and he has a son now. Oboah ben, al acha, and Oboah ben, and now the son lives with one of them. So achos imay, it's his mother's sister. She achos, it's also his own sister, and the source of achos abim is also his father's sister. This is the way you can have one lady, that's all three. So the kids said, the Torah is teaching us in such a case, if you live with this lady, you receive three separate chatois. That's what the Pesach is teaching us. If you're b'shogeg, you're right, yeah. The chai is three different chatois. So far. Kit is not extra. This word achaisai, the chorus is not extra. It's necessary. We need it. For such a case, we need it. Right. So the moral so far, we have Yitzchok, homi nolei, has a Yitzchok notice now. He doesn't have an extra Pesach for this. So how does the Yitzchak know in such a case, the Kitzur where it's one group with different shameless, how do we know that you receive separate chateis? So once it's true, he doesn't have a clear pasuk. Nafla mekabuchayim. Lo nafla mekabuchayim. How do we look at the kabuchayim? The Talmud wrote like this. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti et Rabbi Gamliel for Rabbi Yeshua b'Yitlis. I once asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua b'Yitlis in the marketplace, Shel Imuyim, this place, a special marketplace, they sell meat. They went to buy an animal for the chasna of Ramiel's son. They themselves went to buy the meat. So went to buy an animal. They're making a chasna. They went to buy an animal. So in the, there by the marketplace, they asked him this question: what's going to be if a man lives with a sister? She achosai. This also his father's sister. She achosai. My mouth. What's going to be the locha? Is chayiv al kulam? So you only chayiv one, because it's one guf, it's one person. Or you chayiv a kolachas biachas, because they're three different shemas, three different names. Since so they didn't have the same, so much, but they didn't dash and drush with dash and before from the word biachosai. Is the only word he answered back, zulay shemano. This exact case we do not hear about clearly, because then you chayiv three chatois. But our shemano learned a different case, and from that case we learn out this case also. Our Shemana went like this. Habor al chomish nosha nidus. If one man lives with three different ladies, the real nidus, five, then a mechad, one forgetting, shechayiv kolachas viachas. He's chayiv five different chatois. That's the loch over there. And they're saying the Nirin Devon the Kara have a Kav Chaymanel. They say here also by this one lady, also you have three Chatois. Or Ma Nida Shishay Mechot. It's one Avera, it's one name. Chay Bakulakas Viachas, every different lady, Chay a different Chatis, Khan over here. Sheshwesh Shemois. He also says there are three different Avera, different names. Like, Oh Shechet, is it for sure that she be Chay? So the Chur Yidach, because we can hold no, you need a Pasuk for this. Why do we need a Pasuk? Why don't we have this Kal V'Chay? No? So a few answers. Yidach, first of all, Kal V'Chay V'Pirchu. I have a Kal V'Chay this Pirchu. I have a Pirchu. I can ask you a question on this Kal V'Chay. Now, the Nidah, she can't go from a Chotim. What's one not do with the other? Over there are five different ladies. But since you live with separate ladies, each one of a separate Chiyah, that's why you have a separate Chattis. By Shaykh Rabir, it's one lady. So maybe the fact that it's one lady makes it like one big chet only. And also, Yidach Nami, Havadi Kavachana Prichu. The other one also knows it's a good question. That Yavadi Kirin out from over here. That of course you have a good question over here. What's more curious in the Shemin Adin? Ela Nafkulay me Achoyse de Seifa. There's an extra again, it says Achoyse extra in the Seifa the Kloor. It's come to teach us this type of a sister. Yidach Achoyse de Seifa Lomli. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, learns from the first one. What do we do with the second one? Lechayva al Achoyseim. Bas Ovev v'basimai loyma shenay shemen adin. He also know it could be good before we don't know this yet. He's a second achos is extra teachers that yichay for your pure sister, which is both from your father and from your mother, reaches the klal of enayim shemen adin. So without this person, I would have thought from a kal v'chayim you could receive a punishment. Because madak yichay for a half sister, for sure you should be chay for a whole sister. What does the Pasuk have to say again? Achos, which is from your father, from your mother, reaches the cloud. Without this Pasuk, I would say, Ein Ein Shemin Adin. Yidach, the other man, the Yaman, says, no, I need the second Achos. The Ein Shemin case was one lady with three sisters, so how do I know the cloud of an Ein Shemin Adin? He boils down what it says, Gomer Einish Mi Azora. I learn out Einish from the Azora. So it's a question, what exactly this means, Einish Mi Azora? One Shan Tosis has is, the fact that this man there holds, Ein Shemin Adin, yes, I make a Kal V'Chaymer. So since there's an Azor, there's a lav involved, so I see the Torah gives me a lav, therefore I learn out the Yonish also. Now the Shittah says, no, there's not called the Kal V'Chaymer, because by the Azor, the lav, it says each one separately. So therefore, since I see there's an Azor, that's a smaller that the Torah also gives a punishment, each one separately. But of course, he also holds the cloud of Ein Shemin Adin. Yeah.